The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, give it up, your host, Smiley J.
Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform dedicated to independent creators. That would be musicians, singers, songwriters, producers, and comedians. I am your host, Smiley J, and I like to say hello, hello, welcome, hello to everyone out there listening to the sound of my voice. As always, I'm glad that you are tuning in with me today. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Make sure you come back. I'm here every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But, you know, check your local listing for, you know, for the time zones. Now, you can find me in all podcast platforms. So just pick one and listen, okay? Now, I have a great show for you today. Yes, indeed. I have with me today flutist Reagan Whiteside. Yeah, she's going to drop by and tell us all that she has going on. Yes, I can't wait. Now, if you are an independent artist with music available for purchase on music streaming platforms, give me a shout. I would love to have you hang out with me here in the Artist Zone. Now, your music must be professionally mixed and mastered. I say that because, real talk, there's a lot of songs out there with bad mixing, and I just want you guys to be tight and right. Now, if the world is going to hear you, make sure it's right. I'm just saying. Now, you can send your material to thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. That's thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. Now, before I bring on the lovely Miss Whiteside, you guys know what time it is.
You want to know? Smile.
During this time of year, a lot of people suffer from holiday blues. I mean, depression is, you know, it can be pretty high during this time of year. You will be amazed at how the littlest, teeniest things can lift your spirits. Now, Smiley J, I want you guys out there happy and stress-free. So, I got a few little things that kind of help you get through the holiday blues. First of all, you need to socialize. Yes, be around some fun, happy people. Be around the fun bunch, okay? Make sure you're not hanging around any fuddy-duddies. Make sure they're fun. Also, be totally selfish. Yes, my favorite one. Do something totally amazing for yourself. You know, I recommend maybe a good massage or manicure, pedicure, whatever it is that you want to do. Just be selfish and do it. Just do it. Now, you know I had to add music to the list. You know, listen to Reagan Whiteside's music. It's fun, it's groovy, you know, it's snappy, I love it. Or you can just listen to your favorite artist. But stay away from the sad songs, okay? Keep it happy. Now, give something away. It is the holidays. This is the season to, you know, to give. So go ahead and look in your closet and be charitable and give something away. New, used, or old. Just make sure you wrap it nicely and, you know, take it to one of the local shelters. Now, if you find that you cannot get out of the holiday blues, please, please, please seek professional help because I want you guys out there well. You know, mental health is no joke and you need to make sure that you keep yourself well. With that said, I hope that I was able to sprinkle a little encouragement out there for someone. Now, speaking of listening to good music, let me introduce today's guest. Reagan Whiteside is a jazz and soul flutist, vocalist, and songwriter who began studying music at the tender age of 5. She has recently taken the contemporary jazz world by storm with her unique style and soulful vibe. Her single titled Off the Cuff, co-written by her husband, Mr. Dennis Johnson, who is a noted producer, Off the Cuff landed number 7 on the smooth jazz chart. Now, Reagan has collaborated with some of the contemporary jazz heavyweights, but she continues to shine on her own, wooing fans with her smooth, sexy sound. Y'all stop what you're doing and help me welcome the lovely, beautiful, and talented Miss Reagan Whiteside. Greetings. Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you here. And you know what? I just want to congratulate you on everything. Your single Off the Cuff from your untitled, unreleased album has taken off really, really well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we have come up with an album title.
Oh, good. We're going to talk about that. Good. So, look, I don't want to leave anything out because you're doing so well. But I have to say this. Your 7th consecutive Billboard top career record and nominated for Best Artist of 2021 and what, like 157 countries and counting?
Yeah, it's been quite a year. Been really blessed.
But wait, I think it's something else that I want to mention. Because, you know, girl power, I got to shout my ladies out because y'all are doing the daggone thing and I love it. Billboard's top female artist in 2020 for two. Not one, but two consecutive years. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm so grateful for it, you know, because, you know, it's kind of hard being a female out here in this male-dominated genre. So,
yes,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Any door I could try to kick open for anybody else, that would be, I'm well, happy to do it.
Well, look, the door is wide open. The hinges are off. So let's just say that. I know I'm a little late, but, you know, I got to be honest here. Now, I first learned about you from a previous guest, super nice guy that you know pretty well, Mr. Willie Bradley.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And of course, you were featured on, you know, It's On Now. And That particular episode did really well. As a matter of fact, people are still listening to that episode. So,
Oh, wow.
I said, okay, let me check out some of Reagan's music. Not realizing unknowingly that when I went to, you know, type in your name in my play, not realizing that I already had two of your songs in my playlist.
That's cool.
Isn't that funny? I was like, oh my gosh. But they were older songs. It was You Remind Me and Sweet Sticky Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to, so I said, wow. But I went and listened and watched the video, and I can certainly see why Off the Cuff is doing so well, because it is a fun song with a nice groove. It's what I call happy music, you know, the feel good music.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's what we try to do. Feel good music. There's enough out here to make you depressed. So, you know,
right.
It doesn't have to be that too.
That's so true. Yes. Now, after listening to some of your other music, some of your other songs, I must say that musically, you are consistent. I mean, you deliver beautiful sounds, and it's always such a cool groove.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, my husband and I, he's my producer and songwriting partner, and we just work really well together. Mm-hmm. And we just have this, you know, when we get into the studio, we're in sync, you know? And so it's just, we know that a song is feeling good when we're feeling good.
Isn't that beautiful? I love it. I love that. That is beautiful. You know, we have a lot of, you know, artists that are married, but they can't necessarily work together because it could be stressful for some. Mm-hmm. So I hear. So I think that's beautiful that you guys are in sync. Musically.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we started working together way before we ever really started dating. So I think that probably has a little bit to do with it.
Now, you have collaborated with quite a few other amazing artists. I mean, it's like too many to name. well, you know, just for my listening audience, can you just give us a few?
Oh, wow. Marion Meadows, Patrice Rushen, Bob Baldwin, Kieli Minucci of Special Effects, of course, Willie Bradley, Tom Brown, you know, Honking for Jamaica.
You know what? All of those artists you name, I have their music.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You are in my playlist.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Jim Waters. I mean, it's I feel bad as I know I'm leaving some folks out.
I know. Please, I asked the questions, guys. Don't be mad at her because I asked. So, yeah, but thank you. Thank you for sharing. Now, before playing the flute, you know, you played some other instruments. You know, you were a true musician. You played the drums, piano, and violin. Now, I have to ask, what intrigued you about the flute?
You know, I didn't want to play the flute. It's when I was growing up, I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, which is right outside of New York City. And every year there was a parade that went through the town where all of the elementary, middle school and high school bands would march through the town. And I wanted to be in this parade. And you had to wait until the fourth grade to play a band instrument. So I was ready. I was like, you know, I was ready to put that violin down and, you know, cause the violinist, they weren't marching. He had to be in the band. And so I was like, okay, I want to be in the band. So when the band teacher came around and it was, you know, recruiting, I said, I wanted to play drums. And they're like, well, you know, we don't have a whole lot of drums and all the boys want to play it. So pick something
sure.
else. And I said, okay. Well, I want to play trumpet. Oh, we're out of trumpets. Oh, God. You know, I was like, well, what, you know, let's, what do you have left? And they were like, we have a flute and we have a clarinet.
Oh.
I said, oh, man, okay, I'll take a flute. And it took me like a week to get a sound out of it. Everybody on my block could get a sound out of it but me. And I was just like, this is not it. But then finally, I got a sound out of it and I started to play and I started to like it. And, I was never one where my parents had to like make me practice. I just liked to play it. I like to practice. I like to play whatever instrument I can really get my hands on. So I started playing. I really started to, get good at it. And, my parents got me, some private lessons and the rest is history.
Yes. And boy, do you have a sound now. Oh, thank you. That flute became your BFF, huh?
It did. It was surprising. You know, it found me, you know.
That's wonderful. And I'm glad that it did because you have put out some really great music and the world is receiving it well. So that's a good thing.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you invested early in your music career. You invested early. I mean, you entered yourself into music competitions. You were a mentee. By members of association that I didn't even know existed, the National Association of Negro Musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was very instrumental in my whole music journey. And at the time, I was doing straight up classical music, and that organization has a lot of classical musicians in it. You know, a lot of opera singers, just everybody, but it was definitely focused on the classical side. So I had like unbelievable mentorship through that organization.
Yes. And I was like, wow. I mean, you just positioned yourself in all the right places. And you even attended the pre-collegiate art school conservatory what's the name of the school? I'm sorry.
Oh, that was on the college level. It was, I went to the Cleveland Institute of Music, studying with members of the Cleveland Orchestra, which at the time was like in the top five in the world.
Yes.
And then I transferred to another conservatory in Florida, that the Harrod Conservatory.
Oh, the Harrod. Yeah, the Harrod. Yes.
Which is unfortunately no longer around for the music. For dance, it's still there. It's a dance conservatory. But for music on the college level, it was absorbed into another school. But when I was there, they only accepted enough students to make an orchestra. So it was only about maybe 75 students at any given point at that school, and everybody was there on a full tuition scholarship. So, you know, come on, Florida.
Yeah.
Full tuition scholarship. And it's like, yeah, I'm out. So I'm.
But the point I make is that you positioned yourself in all these places to have you where you are today. And I have to ask you, is there like one takeaway from, going to the music, the conservatory and all of your training and mentorship? Is there a takeaway that you still apply today?
I just really try to follow my heart and try not to look at what everybody else is doing or has, you know, because it's like if you start comparing yourself to other people, you can really get tripped up.
Yeah.
And saying, well, you know, you start listening to naysayers and you start listening to the wrong thing, and you kind of have to put blinders on and just go on and follow your heart and do what you feel like will make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's been my, just, I guess, my MO from the jump.
And that's a good MO. That's a good MO to embrace. And I mean, you have made some amazing accomplishments while you continue to grab the attention of smooth jazz aficionados worldwide. And as mentioned, in a male-dominated instrumental arena. So you are doing the daggone thing.
Oh, thanks. I'm just trying to follow my heart.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, not only do I use my platform to, you know, to introduce artists and their music to listeners around the world, but I also like to incorporate teachable moments, because I have a lot of artists, you know, emerging artists that listen to the show. So, in addition to your talent and your gift of music, your assertiveness has certainly helped you to be where you are today. So can you briefly share with the audience how you attending a local jazz performance changed your life?
Yeah, it certainly did in like a million different ways. I had just graduated from college with a classical music degree, performance degree, and I didn't want to play classical music anymore. And so I went back home to New York. I didn't really know what I was going to do with myself. And I went to this concert with Marion Meadows and Bob Baldwin. And it was in this little tiny jazz club. It maybe held 100 people. And I was sitting right up front. And I was just in awe of what they were doing. The band was kicking. They were kicking. It was just, it was unreal. And I said, okay, no, this is what I want to do. This is the feeling I want to have when I'm playing music and when I'm listening to music, and this is the feeling. And so I went up to Bob Baldwin after the show and I said, look, you know, I'm a classically trained flutist. So I want to get into, you know, jazz, you know, what do you have any advice for me? And we ended up talking for a while, and he ended up inviting me to a session that he was doing, a recording session. Like, it happened like 2 days later, and he was doing some jingles for the local smooth jazz station in New York, CD 101.9. and I went there and I ended up playing on one of these jingles, which actually ended up playing for years on that station.
Nice.
And the person who owned the studio was Dennis Johnson, who I later married.
See? See, I love this. I love it. Okay, so it's two things out there, y'all, my listeners, my emerging artists, anyone. You don't have to be an artist. See how important it is to be assertive? I'm just saying, y'all, don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Yeah,
don't be afraid.
Talk.
Now, I got to say, I love a good story like that, especially when it has a happy ending that ends in love, marriage, and music on the charts. Boom! Where they do that at? I love it. I love it. Now, speaking of family, you are a real boss. You're doing a lot. How do you manage to balance your music, your family, and all that you do?
I don't think I do a good job at balancing. Honestly, I don't think anybody with kids can really honestly say that they are balancing everything 100% all the time. I try to keep the balls in the air, and occasionally one might drop. And hopefully it's one that'll bounce. And, I try, it's a constant effort, and, you know, you got to keep trying to find that balance, and then also try to find time for yourself, which is so important.
Yeah.
So, I'm still working it out. So when I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Okay. Write the book. Cause you know, we all can use help in that whole work-life balance thing. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Mm-mm.
So I know that you are finishing up on your next project, which is due in 2022. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, can you share anything with us, like a song, a title of the song, an album title? Because, you know, inquiring minds want to know.
Well, the album title is For the Funk of It.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. Y'all hear that, right? For the Funk of It.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you place those letters right now. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you have. I'm really trying to be like mindful. Okay, all right, now don't mess up. yeah, because I'll drop that bomb in a minute. But yeah, and Off the Cuff was actually the first single from it, and we have a bunch of guest artists, one of which is James Lloyd.
Pieces
of a Dream.
Yes,
so,
Philly.
I'm excited about that.
Nice. Now, he's everywhere. I always hear his name. When I have guests, they always mention his name. So I'm sure he is a phenomenal guy, musician and everything, because his name is always dropped. So I'm going to have to invite him on the show. So, so that's wonderful. Now, you know, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear because, I mean, Off the Cuff is such a fun song. I'm like, wow. I said, I'm going skating and I'm going to have to share that song with the DJ. I'm like, you may want to put this in your playlist because it's a real fun song.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad you like it.
Yeah. Now, I know you got a lot going on, but I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. But before you go, I forgot to mention, but I want to allow you to do so. Tell us about your radio show, because, you know, I want my listeners to be able to catch you. And go ahead. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Yeah, I am on WCLK in Atlanta, 91.9. And I'm on every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern. And I've been doing it for about a year. And
nice.
You can listen to it online as well if you're not in the Atlanta area. It's WCLK.com.
Nice, nice. Look, how does it feel to be on the other side?
Oh, it's weird. It's taken a while to get used to. There's so many things that you don't think about as an artist that radio folks have to, you know, keep in the forefront. You know, time and, you know, vibe and all kinds of stuff. And it's been great learning. And everybody at the station, you know, they're all like radio veterans.
So yes.
Like, you know, they have really taken me under their wing and really shown me the ropes. And it's great. I've learned so much.
That's beautiful. And I know they appreciate you, you know, having you there as an artist and a radio personality. Just, you know, people tuning in because they want to hear good music. I mean, there's not a lot of terrestrial jazz stations anymore. So I appreciate all the folks that are playing jazz, just playing jazz and for us folks that want to hear it. And it's just so many out there. So I want to shout out all the folks, all the radio stations, all the internet stations and radio station that plays the good music that the folks want to hear. Cause we all don't want to hear, you know, we like choices. Let me just say that.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me be nice. So I want to thank you for hanging out with me in the Artist Zone. And before you go, just tell everybody where they can follow you and drop the radio station again, you know, for those who may have took a little bathroom break.
Sure. Reagan Whiteside Music on Facebook and IG and Twitter. It's at Reagan Whiteside. And also on my website, ReaganWhiteside.com. And you can hear me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern on WCLK 91.9 FM or WCLK.com.
Boom, there you have it. And I will be tuning in. And thank you again for coming on the show. Much success to you and all that you do. And I can't wait. You know, I can't wait for your next project to drop in 2022. Do we have a date?
It'll be towards the end of March.
Okay, perfect. There we go. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout, folks. Thank you again, Reagan. Have a nice one. Peace and love to you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so
much. You're welcome.
Hey, this is Al Seaforth, and you're in the Smiley J Artist Zone. Thank you.
All right. As always, it's been lots of fun. Be sure to check out today's guest, Reagan Whiteside's new music, her new song, single Off the Cuff. She's got new music coming in 2022, don't forget. And she also has a catalog of music. So happy downloading. Remember, you like what you hear, you download it, and you add it to your playlist. Be sure to follow Reagan on all her social media platforms. And don't forget, if you missed a show, you can always go back and listen. You can catch me Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on all podcast platforms. And you can also catch the show on Sunday on Urban 95 Soul Radio. Bye for now. Until next time, I'm going to need you guys to be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J, and I'm out.